This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2055. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded October 8th, Angola, Armenia, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, Colombia, Cuba, Eritrea, Ethiopia, France, Germany, Hungary, India, Iran, Japan, Korea North, Madagascar, Mexico, Palau, Papua New Guinea, Rwanda, Taiwan, Thailand, Turkey, USA, Venezuela, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Angola has one shortwave station left, the Radio Nacional, nominal 4950. It's considerably off frequency to the low side, and we can sometimes hear at least a carrier if it's on the air overnight in our evenings in North America. Wolfgang Büschel measured it precisely via remotes in Germany and Switzerland, September 27th at 21:35, on 4949.734. In Brazil, Lucio Bobrovich was hearing it much better than we can, and of course it's conveniently in Portuguese, September 24th, 23:22 to 23:30, including IDs. Bolivia has only a few shortwave stations left, and only one on 90 meters, 3310 Radio Mosochaski. I should spell that just in case, Mosochaski. That's because it's mainly in the Quechua language. But we have three reports of it this week, although one of them is a month old. It was heard on October 3rd at 0115 to 123 by Manuel Mendez in Spain, and again on the 4th at 138 to 146 in Quechua with Bolivian music including flutes. Bob Volkner in Florida reports it from 10 to 1020 UT on 3 October. However, he was hearing nothing at 0230. It faded up at 1010. And in Australian DX News, Rob Wagner in Victoria reports it back on the 5th of September. A weak signal at 1030 with rapid-fire talks. Could have been Spanish or Quechua. A local music selection at 1050 and more talk fading at 1057. He says it's been a long time since I've heard this one. It used to be regular, especially during the winters in Australia back in 2013 and 2015. In the CIDX Messenger, medium wave editor Nigel Pemlin in Alberta reports on the strange situation of CJMS 1040 in Saint-Constant, Quebec. The saga of that French language station continues. The CRTC had given up on the station after countless cases of non-compliance and decided to revoke their license, instructed to leave the air August 31st. They did, but only returned days later for a short period of time. They were going to appeal the decision and were allowed back on the air. Soon they were off again, and DXers had the chance to hear DX such as WHO Des Moines on 1040. But they suddenly returned once again on September 29th, alternating between regular CJMS country programming and at times relaying their sister station CJWI on 1410. What's up? Apparently they appealed the decision once again. Until a final decision is rendered, they seem to either feel they can stay on the air, or they just don't care and have returned to the air anyway. That would continue online since September 1st, and they renamed their Facebook group from CJMS 1040 to CJMS 2.0. For at least 2 days, October 6th and 7th, I've been hearing the flight weather station in Ontario, Trenton Military, off frequency from both its day and night channels. Such as 15035.8 instead of 15034 USB, both at 1428 and 2125 checks. The night frequency is only 0.8 kHz off, 6754.8 instead of 6754.0. Noting my logs, a reply from Richard Lacroix, who says, I work for the DND, so I can definitely have someone look into this abnormality. We continue to hear almost every night the new mystery missionary station on 4940. Seemingly from Colombia, but targeted at Venezuela. Here's a report about it from Leonardo Santiago in Mérida, Venezuela, replying to our previous reports. He says he heard it October 1st at 23:30 with Caribbean music and a song dedicated to Colombia. Cantando, cantando, yo viviré, Colombia, tierra querida, as well as the Dominican singer Juan Luis Guerra, in a program called Casados y Felices at 23:40 by Gladys and Enrique Saavedra in Spanish with a Colombian accent. Another clue, they ended the program by inviting listeners to email them at info@fuerzadepaz.com. So he says this is the new station Glenn has been recently reporting. I remember the same frequency was used by Continental or Amazonas Internacional, both Venezuelan stations owned by the same people in Barinas years ago. Now they're off the air. Although there was no clear station ID, some facts indicated broadcasts from Colombia, such as the Colombian Spanish Strong Reception at my location and the email address, which seems to belong to the Colombia Para Cristo organization. I dare say this is another station operated by Colombia Para Cristo, which also operated Marfil Estéreo, La Voz de Tu Conciencia, and Al Caravan Radio. Thanks, Leonardo, but IGH must emphasize that we as yet have no definitive information about where this is actually transmitting from. October 3rd at 0608 on 7345, I hear pulse jamming against nothing. That's obviously because of the additional DRM experiment from Radio Marti, Grimesland, North Carolina, but that's scheduled only between 17 and 02 UT, closing 4 hours earlier. When that is on, the DRM jamming totally obscures any Cuban response. However, this shows that the commies are worried that even a few dentro-Cubans could decode this non-standard DRM and be corrupted. All Radio Marti shortwave transmissions on AM remain silent after 04 UT, but more stronger jammers are still running against nothing on 7335 and 7365. Something's always wrong at the incompetent jamming command and with no thought of possible collateral damage. I've still been hearing the spurs out of the Havana 5040 transmitter, notably around 5082, but now there's a new spur from Radio Progreso 4765. October 4th at midnight 30, shortly after it signed on, I was also getting some extremely distorted audio on 4780 to 4787, peaking about 4783, and I could barely make a match to 4765. In the NASA flash sheet, Ralphus Perry in Illinois reports on that Eritrean clandestine broadcast on 17545. It's supposedly scheduled Saturdays only between 15 and 16 UT, Radio Sinit Eritrea, or Saut al-Samud, the voice of steadfastness. But it was not hearing it at first via Issoudun, France, but it was on the air by 1540, or maybe started at 1530 in an Arabic-like language. Could have been Amharic or Tigrinya as well. He says there was great Horn of Africa pop music, singing with typical local band from 1547. Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener has been carrying out a listening project of Ethiopian regional shortwaves via the remote receiver in Holland at the end of September and the beginning of October. There are four powerful shortwave transmitters for various programs in Gedja, Ethiopia, but reception is not the same from all of them at the same time. 5950 is Voice of Tigray Revolution, but he's hearing hardly anything from it both morning and evening. 6030 is Radio Oromia. They sign on at 0300, but Radio Marti is on until 0400, so there's a brief window to hear it at 04 before it shortly fades out. On 6090 is Voice of Amhara, also opening at 0300. Really good reception, he says, on a few days, but decreasing after 0400 and blocked in the evening. 6110 Radio Fana, starting at 0255 until 2100, but also used by Tibet. It could be heard weekly in the morning, but not after 04 UT. As usual, there's much more detail in his original report appearing in the World of Radio IO Group. Now some previews of broadcast via German low-power stations. Texas Radio Shortwave is scheduled for UT Saturday, October 17th. It's a special tribute to Texas music legend Doug Somm SAHM, instead of a previously announced Ladies of Texas music special. It airs twice from channel 292 in Germany with 10 kilowatts at 02UT on 9670, and reports from North America are especially wanted, and then at 09UT on 6070. Here's one routed through Germany, but actually to be transmitted via Armenia from Christian Mealing of Shortwave Service via Allen Row on October 18th, UT Sunday, Radio CAE from Verel, the 50th anniversary of going off the air on October 18th, the last 4 hours of the program. It was a moving farewell of a station that shaped many in Westphalia, in the original tone from 18 to 22 UT on 7500 across Europe. That's 100 kilowatts from Armenia, beamed 305 degrees. Via ABDX, Kevin Redding found a story in the local newspaper in Hope, British Columbia, the Hope Standard, about a local fellow who produces a weekly shortwave program called Pop Shop Radio. His name is Tony Pavic. It's on channel 292, Wednesdays at 18UT on 6070. Richard Langley in New Brunswick reports a pretty good signal for 10 kilowatts from Deutscher Wetterdienst 5905, heard October 4th at 2015 with weather reports in German. It could also be on parallel 6180. In the British DX Club, Paul Watson says the German pirate radio Mystery 21 has been suffering interference on 4700, so October 6th at 1542 heard instead on 4875 with a fair signal. I say that's bad news for Brazil if it's on overnight. Wolfgang Büschel then measured it at 2140, 6 hertz below 4875 with a broadband music audio block. But Lucio Bobrovich says on October 8th it was on 4878. Contributor in Hungary, Tibor Gahl, says Antenna Hungaria, the countrywide transmitter operator, switched off DAB Plus on FM in Hungary September 6th. Multiple reasons, there were not enough DAB receivers, and it was being broadcast only in Budapest as a test, and they did not see any political profit in this technology. Yet DAB Plus remains in surrounding countries, Slovakia, Austria, Slovenia, and Croatia. And the GRA blog on Argentina reports that the Hungarian government is closing a principal independent radio station over supposed irregularities when its license expires next February. It's called Club Radio. We are back again, and this time it is digital, says Dr. Supratik Sanatani of the Indian DX Club International about their Asian DX review. It was last published in print in 1990. There have been a lot of changes since then, but now they've resumed with a PDF version. You can find the October issue to download at their website, idxci.in. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 2055. Also bringing you the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for anonymous financial support sent to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK. 73702, preferably in U.S. dollars, on a U.S. bank, by check or money order. One may also contribute, not necessarily in U.S. funds, via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. The B20 shortwave season is approaching, effective Sunday, October 25th. From advance registrations, we have some expected English schedules, such as for Iran, via WWDXE, at 1520 UT on 7555, replacing 7530. At 1920 on 6040 and 11880. In RustyX, Anatoly Klepov received a friendly reply in English from IRIB Radio. Glad to know you can receive our signals far away in Russia. We are starting to send our listeners QSL cards, which were halted due to the pandemic, as well as some promotional items. Hope you will like them. They came from Mariam Geshani, a somewhat less friendly outlook toward listeners, from NHK World Radio Japan. Via RustyX, Hans-Jörg Biener says, according to a response to Pavel Ivanov in Russia, in the listener's mailbox of the English-speaking service Friends Around the World on September 27th, mail traffic is still disrupted because of the COVID-19 crisis. QSL cards will not be sent until further notice. And the moderator seemed to be annoyed by the QSL request and hoped that she doesn't have to say it again. Eva Ivanov, Bulgaria, provides the monthly frequency changes for JSR Japan, carrying the Shokaze or Sea Breeze transmissions about North Korean abductions. At 13 to 14 UT, 6040 and 6090, replacing 5920 and 6070. English, of course, only on Thursdays. And the repeat at 16 UT on 5980 and 6165, replacing 5955 and 7325. And the other broadcast, actually relaying a different station or service at 1405 to 1435, is on 5920 and 7325, replacing 6165 and 7295. On October 8th, before 14 UT, I had a weak talk signal on 6135, which I guess is Madagascar Long Path, which is being reported with much better reception from the West Coast, such as from Dan Sheedy. He had it September 29th from 1347 past 1410, with no transmitter breakdowns this morning. Nice lively local pop, adds just before the top of the hour, and what sounds like their national anthem, by a choral group and penny whistle, followed by presumed news items. Also heard September 27th at 1429 to 1445, with usual two-minute transmitter breakdowns during what were presumably Sunday religious services. Also reported by Ron Howard in California, 6135.0 October 8th at 1405 until off at 1458, mostly fair reception, ending with a pop hit song by Johnny Nash, I Can See Clearly Now. It was parallel to 5009.95, which was unusually well heard. Clear reception as India was off the air on that date. That frequency continued on after 6135 went off at 1458. Shortly before sunrise here, I was hearing the Ciudad Juarez, Mexico station on 720 XEJCC, identifying as El Fonógrafo 720. It started with the national anthem, must have been coming on late at 1210 UT, and IDs and a string of PSAs at 1215. I was attracted to this frequency first because there were two matching wobbly spurs making exactly the same pitch heterodynes against other Mexicans on 710 and 730, namely about 711.27 and 728.73. This indicates they must have been coming out of a station halfway between on 720. In Australian DX News, Rob Wagner in Victoria reports on Mexico's only shortwave station, Radio Educación XEPPM on 6185. Actually, it's slightly off frequency minus. He says this low-powered station continues to be heard early evenings around 08 UT, that's 3 a.m. in Mexico. Some pretty eclectic musical styles, including minimalist, aleatoric, and jazz, mixed with occasional popular styles, all seemingly with Mexican origins. Extraordinary selections abound every day. Signals always on the weak side, accompanied by the usual atmospheric noise and crash. It gets swamped after 09 by the co-channel China Wayi station signing on. There was talk that Radio Educación may not be on shortwave for much longer, which would be a big loss. This was heard on September 18th. As we reported exclusively last week, the T8WH Palau transmitter site is coming back to be run by Hope Radio out of West Virginia, starting November 1st, but expected to test before then. Eva Ivanov in Bulgaria has been hearing some of the registered frequencies already on the air, and he concludes they are from Palau, although we have no definite answer as to where they are really coming from, such as 9930, carrying Voice of Martyrs, the Korean religious program at 12 to 1230 UT. He's also been hearing Radio Free Asia on 9955. In Myanmarianese at 12:30 and in Vietnamese at 13:30 to 14:30. He is convinced this is also coming from Palau. I am upset that it's on the same frequency as WRMI. Did they really agree to this? Of course, the target areas are very different, but WRMI does not need any more possible interference in addition to Cuban jamming for those of us listening to it off the back across North America. Although he thinks it's Palau, he says he's receiving the Vietnamese service much better in Sofia. In fact, not heard at all via remote in Hanoi. Upon Asilomar State Beach, California, Brian Howard has been carefully tracking the shortwave situation in Papua New Guinea. There are only two stations active lately. On October 1st, he says, "For a while I have not heard NBC Madang 3260 nor Bougainville 3325. I find there have been a number of problems with the PNG power supply, according to PNG Power Limited on FB. There are notices of load shedding and power outages. Some of the comments under the announcements would tend to indicate power outages are not uncommon." On October 4th, he says, "Still no signals from either one at 10:15. But on October 7th, 3260 NBC Madang Mas Vongaramut, meaning Voice of Indigenous Drums, is back on the air again, heard at 11:32 to 12:02. Poor audio, overmodulated, rendering it unreadable. It signed off with a new format at 12:01 with Indigenous drums and chanting and a full ID, mostly unreadable. Transmitter finally off at 12:06. On Saturday, October 3rd at 18:35, the best signal on the 19-meter band here was 15420, Radio Itahuka. That's the clandestine for Rwanda, transmitted from Madagascar in our direction. We just happen to be a bit further away. It's Saturdays only for an hour at 18 UT. Alan Monroe points out that Radio Taiwan International has a mailbag program, which might not be obvious from the title, and lots of luck hearing them in North America on the remaining few English broadcasts. Anyhow, it's titled Status Update. Tuesdays at 16:40 on 9405, and Wednesdays at 0340 on 15320. Ron Howard observes that there's been quite a bit of jumbling in the Radio Thailand language schedule. Suddenly, one language segment for a quarter hour is replaced by another. Hans-Jörg Biener says, "The removal of the German quarter hour is not a surprise. It seems that the freelance staff of some foreign programs are laid off yearly until a new budget is there. We had this in 2018 and 2019, with the German program returning after several weeks." In Australian DX News, Rob Wagner was trying for the North American service in English of Radio Thailand on 15590 between midnight and 01 UT via various remote receivers in North America, but he says there were only weak signals. Better received in South Korea. In BCDX, here's the B20 schedule of Voice of Turkey in English, making its usual seasonal changes, all programs 1 UT hour later, and back to the usual winter frequencies. At 04, 6125 and 7240. At 1330, 12035. 1730, 9660. 1930, 6050. 2130, 9610. And 23 UT on 5960. October 7th at 0104, I was surprised to find heavy, fast radio teletype on 4895, where usually there is none, but missing from 4985, which is NSS. And that cleared the higher frequency for Radio Brasil Central. So I bet a Lisdexic operator mixed up the digits in punching up the frequency. The next night, they were back on 4985. Via Mike Cooper, more press about the Voice of America situation. I suggest you read the detailed stories at the NPR.org website. One came over on October 4th, headlined Political Aides Investigate VOA White House Reporter for Anti-Trump Bias. Then on October 6th, Acting VOA Director Pledges to Protect Newsroom Despite Inquiry into Reporter. Another scheduling change of World of Radio on WRMI. The Friday 2200 broadcast on 9955 has been replaced by something else. Larry Will has revived his website with advance info about exactly what will be on Area 51 each weekend, as well as on old-time radio on weeknights, on WBCQ 6159.93 variable. Here it is, zappahead.net. After 4 months' absence, WRNO New Orleans is back on the air on 7505, first reported by Ron Howard October 6th at 0245 with Maranatha Radio. It starts at 01 UT, as I found the following evening. It came on the air without any ID or sign-on. And furthermore, instead of finishing at 04, as had been the case, they've resumed an overnight broadcast in Chinese. Ron Howard was still hearing that October 7th at 12:17. It's called Grace for Today. As part of his occasional Kook Watch report, Larry Will says he wrote a letter to WWCR in the postal mail saying the Remnants Ministry Program on 7490 at 1447 UT said that Bill Gates needs to be executed, blaming him for the virus. It's been a very long time since I've heard anything on the radio as vicious as this. I'm a fierce advocate of free speech. Anyone should be able to go on air and say anything they like as long as they don't advocate overthrowing the government or inciting people to commit illegal acts. I don't believe he has the right to say such things on a licensed radio station in the U.S. In the National Radio Club, Mark Connolly in Massachusetts says a New Hampshire medium wave station is significantly off-channel, which opened up the possibility of de-exing it far away. It's WTSN on 1269.718. Some FCC news via Artie Bigley. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear appeals from the FCC and NAB to overturn the U.S. Third Circuit Court of Appeals ruling against 2017 changes to broadcast ownership rules. Read more about it at Radio Insight. And via Bruce McGibbon, FCC closing in on an all-digital AM decision. Read more about that at InsideRadio.com. The surprise new Venezuelan shortwave station, in fact the only one, first reported by Manuel Mendez in Spain on October 5th, as reported by Jose Hernandez Madrid via WhatsApp, the new station is on the air on 6906, abbreviated ROCV, apparently using facilities of La Voz del Tigre. It's well heard via the remote receiver on Bonaire, 6906.1, with Venezuelan songs. HF undergrounders in North America have also been hearing it direct, says Chris Smolinski. And I've also been hearing it via the Bonaire remote, surprisingly good if it's low-powered. They are definitely on reduced carrier plus upper sideband only, such as October 5th at 2145, tropical music. And Así Suena is one of their catchphrases. From the town of El Tigre, that's in the center of Anzoátegui State, just east of Caracas. ID so far has been Venezuela 93.7, apparently relaying an FM station on that frequency. Manuel Mendez has more word. Apparently they are starting off with only 50 watts, but they will be carrying their own program after the test period, relaying others. They claim not to be a pirate, but are awaiting approval. Meanwhile, ROCV must stand for Radio Onda Corta Venezolana, according to Santiago Sanhil via Antonello Napolitano. On the other hand, the GRA blog in Argentina has a story from VOA News in Spanish about 180 radio stations closed in Venezuela since 2009. This leaves the Venezuelan public at the mercy of government-run radio stations. Tips for rational living via Bruce, K3HY. Check out this website titled Promises Made, Promises Broken. It's keepamericagreat.com. The propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder. G2 moderate storm conditions expected October 25th, with ANK indices peaking at 30 and 6. Lesser G1 and active conditions all the way from October 20th to 28th. Solar flux rising from 70 to 72 by October 18th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2055 with a standard disclaimer.